Please be seated. If you ever wanted a scripture text to make you feel smug about being a Christian, well, today would be your lucky day. If you've ever wanted a text with which to hit your unbelieving friends over the head and turn grace into law, as we are so apt to do, then have I got a Bible verse for you. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Are we clear? A lot of people are, but that's not really what I want to talk about this morning. Most often when you hear this text, it's at a funeral, and for good reason. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places, or mansions, as the King James Version says, and I go to prepare a place for you. These are words of comfort and words of hope when the world seems to be closing in around us. It's a comfort to know that the one you bet your life on can be trusted, and it's a relief to know that those who share your faith will be taken care of in the end. But that's not really what I want to talk about today either. Today's gospel on this fifth Sunday of Easter brings us back to the Last Supper, Jesus' farewell discourse with his beloved disciples. And there's a whole lot of theology in the farewell discourse, and especially in the snippet that we get this morning. But I don't think Jesus ever imagined his words being canonized into this thing we call the Bible. And John's gospel was probably written toward the end of the first century and was read first by a group of followers trying to establish an identity. They too are words of comfort and courage for this community, just as they were for the disciples who heard them in that upper room that night. But I can't help but wonder if we don't dilute the bleakness and anguish of what these folks needed to hear with our theories and our theologies of what heaven might look like, or anticipation of who will end up being our mansion neighbors. But that's not really what I want to talk about either. I don't want to talk about any of that because today is Mother's Day. And it's also a day when we recognize and honor, and in some cases say goodbye, to our high school graduates. So maybe with your permission, I'll just ignore the gospel reading this morning, because today is special. We rightfully honor our mothers and their love and sacrifice and nurture and caring. But we honor more than that today. We honor relationships today, recognizing that not all of us can approach a day like today from the same perspective, because each of our stories are unique and personal. So we also honor those who are in the trenches every day with our little ones and wear the badge of food stains and runny noses. We celebrate mentor moms and spiritual moms and all those who have warm and close relationships with our kids. We acknowledge with gratitude the kind of mothering that reflects the image of God, whether one has ever given birth or not. Because mothering is not for the faint of heart. And we give thanks for all those who have nurtured others along the path and live with that well-known sense of providing both freedom and a safety net for those we love. And for our graduates, we honor and celebrate you today as well. We send you out into this big, bad world with perhaps trite but sincere wishes. We commission you with things like, follow your dreams, change the world, be courageous, don't be afraid to fail, take risks, be creative, be a lifelong learner, be yourself, love others, stay true to yourself, stay true to your faith, stay true to your family, trust yourself, have fun, be positive, work hard, don't settle, ignore your critics, listen to your critics, go make a difference in this world, give something back, and oh, the places you will go. You got that? But graduates, amidst all the celebration, allow the grown-ups to experience a little melancholy. Because whether your parents will cry for the next few months or have your room redecorated the day after you leave, goodbyes are never easy. So today is a day of celebrations. It's a day of honoring and celebrating relationships and accomplishments. And it's also a day of goodbyes. And it occurred to me that perhaps I wasn't ignoring today's gospel as much as I had intended. You see, Jesus' final discourse may be a long goodbye, but it's a goodbye that doesn't erase the past. Instead, it's the kind of goodbye that calls to mind the past so that a future is possible. They call to mind the relationships that have nurtured us along the way and have shown us the way. And isn't that kind of what today's all about anyway? There will always be those who maintain that this section of the last discourse makes total sense to them, but I'm not one of those people. But what I do know is that we can never approach this text without fully recognizing that this is a rare and tender exchange between people who love each other. It's all about holding on to relationships that matter, because goodbyes can't change what was. It's about compassion. It's about truthfulness, knowing that none of us has all the answers and that life isn't always easy or fair. And they are words of commissioning, to live fully and to love fully. They are words proclaiming that the kingdom of heaven is not some faraway place, but is here right now. And it's being built brick by brick and stone by stone by how we live and how we love and where we dare to make a difference in the world. And they are a charge to live life differently because we love and because we have been loved, and to know that we never ever travel this road alone. And that kind of message, I can think of no better way to say Happy Mother's Day and congratulations and Godspeed to our graduates. God love you all. Amen.